Welcome to part three of Shield of Faith. This is Pearls and Swine on Good News You Can Use. I'm Levi.
And I'm Lisa. And when we ended our conversation yesterday, you said there was a story that that you were going to share, or that it led us to. And, you know, I'd really like to talk about that.
Yeah, the story is one of those times in my life where I was just getting bombarded with arrows. I was really, really sick. Like really sick. I would cough so hard that it would put me to my knees, and it would there'd be blood coming out. And they took me in. They couldn't figure out what was going on with me. I had stomach issues. Work was going horribly. Like, it was just like life was not going well. And this guy came to the church. This is when I was in Minnesota. The guy comes to the church, and he says, "Hey, can we go out for coffee?" And so we're sitting there, and we're chatting, and like, you know how you have, like, you don't really know somebody and somebody says, "How are you doing?" What do you normally say?
"Yeah, I'm doing all right. How about you?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was how he said it. "How are you doing?" And there was like a tone. And I just kind of puked all of this stuff out all at once. Blah. And so he sat and he listened very kindly. And then he said this. As I'm sitting there and I'm just kind of struggling, he goes, "So when's the last time you told God you were mad at him?" And I was like, I'm not mad at God. And he goes, "Oh.
Lies."
Oh. And then he asked one of the most profound, pivotal questions in my life. He looked at me and he said, "Do you still believe God is good?" And I was like, oh, man. Because honestly, I couldn't answer that question with yes. And I just said, "I don't know." And I'll tell you, in that moment, we talked about other things after that. I left, and I probably had the most honest prayer time I had with God in a very, very long time. And it was really an issue of faith for me that God is good. And his question, "Do you still believe God is good?" He was actually not giving me a theological lesson. He was just pushing me in a direction toward what I already understood of faith, that God is good.
Wow. Wow. That is quite a story. It demonstrates both of the arrows that we talked about. Mm-hmm. But man, it gets us to where we're going as well.
Yeah. And where we're going is Romans chapter 10. In Romans chapter 10, he's describing where faith comes from.
Right. He says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right. And I think I've always looked at that verse in Romans chapter 10. I looked at the series because he asked it almost like a question or kind of these statements. He says, "How then will they call on him whom they've not believed? And how are they to believe in him whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, 'Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us?'" And then he says that statement. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
Right, so he's tracing faith back to its source, right? And his answer is that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ, but he's built upon it by all of these questions about who's getting preached to and how they're getting preached and where belief and faith come from in the first place.
Yeah, and so what he's saying is that faith doesn't come from just willpower. It doesn't come from just your spiritual discipline. It doesn't come just from your emotional experience. He's saying that faith is received. It comes from outside of you. It arrives through the proclamation, through the spoken, through the declared word about who Jesus is and what he has done.
Faith is the response of a human heart to a message that comes from outside of it, which is really a relief, because I think some of us assume that if our faith is weak or wavering, that the problem is that we didn't manufacture enough of it internally. Like, we just need to try harder to believe. And I think in that way, we often think our faith is just like something that we manage, and it's very, very personal, and we can conjure it.
But Paul's saying, no, faith doesn't come from inside out, it comes from the outside in. And that means the answer to weak faith is not more willpower. It's more word. It's more proclamation. It's more somebody speaking into your life like that dude did to me, like about the goodness of God.
Yeah, it's returning to the source and putting yourself back in the path of the word that created your faith in the first place.
Yeah, and so Paul quotes Isaiah, "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." And that image, I think, is just worth sitting with.
With the feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Isaiah 52, they've got a city full of exiles, they've been in captivity, and they're watching the horizon. And they see a messenger running toward them. Before they hear a single word, they look at those running feet, dusty and calloused, and they call those feet beautiful.
Because the running itself is news. If someone is running toward you, something worth running about has happened.
The message is, your God reigns, your exile is over, you're coming home.
And Paul says, every person who opens their mouth and declares the word of Christ is that messenger. Faith is born when the word is heard. Faith is sustained when the word keeps being heard. Faith is soaked in that word. The Greek word that he uses for the hearing in there is something that is not like a one-time event. It's this ongoing. It's this place where we continue to hear. And so faith comes from the word, from the proclamation of the word, from us hearing that. And it's born as we hear it. It's sustained as we hear it, and our faith has to be soaked in the word.
This brings me back to the story that you just told. And what I really love about that guy is that, like, he's just like drinking his coffee, takes a sip, and asks you a real question, right? He didn't lecture you, he didn't pile on, he just named the arrow. And he said the true thing, and then he let it breathe.
Yeah, but I was all caught up in all of the circumstances, right? Church is fracturing. Finances were uncertain at the church. My body's falling apart. And sitting there in this low, numb place asking, God, really, where are you?
And he's honest about, I suppose if you had asked him theologically, you would have said, yep, God is good, right?
Yeah.
Right? But that is not what... That's not what he asked you.
That's not what he believed in that moment, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just very grateful that he showed up.
Yeah. I think that's kind of like what that's the picture of the shield, right?
Yeah, but it's soaked in something. And that's what Paul is saying, is it's soaked in this word of God. And it is soaked in the truth. And so when we are that shield... And we talked about the Roman shield that he's using, the shield of faith. We think about it individually often. If I just have this shield, and it's like a devotional for me, or a flannel graph for me, and he's saying, no, the church is under attack, and the shield of faith is us proclaiming what we already know about the risen Christ, the one who came for us, the one who loved us, the one who... It's like it encourages our faith. So church, the gathered people of God on a Sunday morning, isn't just like a religious practice. It is like it's a soaking of our shields, which is a beautiful thing.
But it's not just beautiful, it's necessary.
Right. Because it makes it something different than maybe what we imagine. And it helps us against the temptations that we have. It helps us like... Why are we tempted by the things of this world? If we really believe that God is that good, why are you tempted?
Yeah, because I don't believe it.
Right. But yeah. How? Because you don't have faith to believe it, that this is true.
Yeah.
And so if you have someone coming in and going, no, this is who God is. Because the reality, the reason that you and I sin, the reason that all of us sin, is that we don't believe that God is good. We do not believe that God, when he's telling us the truth. It's the same thing that happened in the garden. We think that God is holding out on us, and we need the shield of faith. Our faith is built as we hear and hear the proclamation of the word of God.
Okay, so let's bring it all the way home. What does it actually mean practically to take up the shield of faith?
I think you can be honest, number one, with God when there's pain. It's not managed. It's not sanitized. It's just like... This is where I'm at. And I think having someone else kind of just know that and know that maybe you're even struggling in this moment. Like you, your shield's on fire right now. Like, hey, I'm just struggling with the character of God.
Yeah, and so in suffering, but also in temptation, we can learn to speak truth about ourselves before we believe the verdict that temptation implies. Like, we're not our temptations. We are the one that Christ died for. The persistent pull is evidence that the enemy hasn't given up, not that God has given up on you.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Yeah. It's the enemy is just, he's consistent and he's relentless. And we need each other. We need the word of Christ spoken in the community. And that keeps our shield wet. And it extinguishes those arrows. And every time you sit across from someone who's struggling and you speak the word of Christ over them, you are functioning as a messenger. Your feet are beautiful.
it's really communal, right? Yeah. We're called to stand with our shields in formation, letting other believers hold what we can't hold. And then let our faith on the days that we're stronger cover the gap for somebody else.
So across these three episodes, here's what we've covered. Part one, the church is the target. And if you're a follower of Jesus, you're a part of the church, and you should be gathered with each other. And it tells us that the church is worth a lot. Not only did Christ die for her and wants to make her beautiful, but Satan wants to destroy her. And the armor is issued to the community, the beloved and purchased blood-bought sons and daughters of the Most High, which is exactly why it's under attack. And then you have part two, the arrows. The temptation attacks your identity, and suffering attacks God's character. Both carry the same lie. You cannot trust him. And the shield held in formation is really faith.
Well, yeah, and faith doesn't come from the inside out.
Right. That's part three, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's received from the outside in through the word of Christ. And that word has to keep on coming in community, in the gathered, in honest conversations over coffee with people who ask you the right question at the right moment.
And proclaim the good news. The shield has to be soaked in the word of Christ. That's where faith comes from, is the word of God, the word of Christ. And the fire cannot win against that. I think that's why. Jesus, when he talks about that, not even Haiti will stand against my church, because it's the community that is, not even the gates of hell can prevail. Isn't that beautiful? Like, you can shoot all the things. You think you have this upward position. You can shoot all the arrows, but you're not going to prevail against my church, because they listen to my word and they hear my word, and it increases their faith in who I am, that I am good.
Yeah, so stay in formation and keep soaking the shield. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
And when those arrows come, take up the shield. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is good news you can use. Thank you for being here for one part, two part, or all three parts. Share this series with someone who needs it, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in with us. If you've got questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. You can email those to office@evangelup.org. If you'd like to catch up on any of the previous Pearls and Swine episodes, just search Evangel Houghton on your preferred podcast platform or go to our website, evangelup.org.